How would you feel if you found out there was no law requiring you to pay an income tax and the government was cheating you?
There is no constitutional basis for a tax on the wages of Americans living and working in the 50 states of the Union. Period. End of argument.
Show me love.
4 stars, highest rating. America, freedom to fascism makes Fahrenheit 9/11 look like Bambi. CBS.
What happens if your own government is using more force and more coercion on its own citizens for the purpose of achieving its political ends? Is that government engaged in terrorism?
America's people expect us to protect them and protect their civil liberties. I'm going to do that.
What is being sold to the American people today as Americanism, if you peel off the label, you find so much similarity to what we were fighting against when we were fighting communism and Nazism and fascism.
What if you found out the government was planning to put electronic chips into you so they can track you?
This is absolutely Orwellian.
America, freedom to fascism. The scariest film you'll see this year, coming July 28th.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Where did judges get the idea that they should be independent and unaccountable to the public, and that they can change and rewrite the Constitution by claiming it is a living and evolving document? The liberals always base their supremacy notions on the early case called Marbury v. Madison. They claim that that 1803 case started judicial review and that now it has an almost sacred status. One of the main reasons why you need a study group on judicial reform is to learn how to refute that and other false notions propagated by the liberals who want to change the culture of America and force policies on us that the people don't want and that legislatures will not pass. In fact, the case of Marbury v. Madison did not give us judicial supremacy. That case is a model of judicial restraint in which the Supreme Court refused to exercise a power that the Constitution did not give it. In your study group on judicial reform, you will learn that the first judicial supremacist decision was the famous Dred Scott decision in 1857, probably the worst decision in U.S. legal history. You need to know why the liberals don't like to talk about that embarrassing decision. You will learn to use the proper arguments against the Dred Scott decision that were used by Abraham Lincoln, who courageously pointed out how and why the Supreme Court was wrong to assume powers that the Constitution did not give it. The judicial supremacy we are confronted with today did not come from the U.S. Constitution and did not start with Marbury v. Madison. You need a study group on judicial reform so you can learn how judicial supremacy started with Chief Justice Earl Warren in the 1950s. It's important for you to know how he changed the role of judges and grabbed new powers for judges. The result was that the Supreme Court radically and offensively changed our laws about prayer, pornography, property rights, abortion, immigration, elections, and taxes.
You can be part of a grassroots campaign to stop the mistakes of activist judges. Contact Eagle Forum and say, "Yes, I will start a study group on judicial reform." We'll send you a study guide and a free copy of Phyllis Schlafly's new book on the tyranny of judges if you send your commitment by mail to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or email radio@eagleforum.org. Join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Headline news: activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The counsel to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says if God wanted him to touch his toes, he'd have put them on his knees. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Earlier this month, we had Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer on the air with us. He is with Pass the Salt Ministry, and I just happened to look at some information that he has written in NewsWithViews.com this morning. He's just returned from 4 days on the streets in Jackson, Mississippi. I'm just going to introduce to you Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer. Coach, tell us why you were in Mississippi and what happened.
Well, Derry, first of all, thanks for having me on, and thanks for all you do for fighting for the cause of righteousness in this land, Derry. A few years ago, I've been, real quick background, I was a high school football coach sued by the ACLU in 1998 for praying with our football team. And after a two-year battle with the ACLU, the Lord called me out of coaching and into the cultural war, which is what I do. And along some of the things that places we go, things we've done, I've bumped into a lot of good pro-life, pro-Christian warriors across America. One of them is Reverend Flip Benham with Operation Save America. Every year, Operation Save America has a national event where they take the gospel to the streets. And this year was in Jackson, Mississippi, where there's only one abortion clinic in the entire state of Mississippi. It's in Jackson. And so Operation Save America set their sights on going to that abortion clinic and trying to bring pressure to close that thing down and let Mississippi become the first abortion-free state in the Union. So I joined them. I got down there on Wednesday morning. I couldn't go the first couple of days. Got down there and joined with them for the last 4 days of the event where gentle, peaceful, God-loving, Christ-fearing Christians were out on the streets holding signs, witnessing about abortion, handing out tracts, praying, just doing all the things that Christians do in their churches, except we take it out on the street and do it on the street. And, Derry, I got to tell you something. I'm not a conspiracy nut. I'm not a government hater. I understand what's going on in this nation, but I want people to know that the treatment that, once again, these gentle Christian people, God-fearing grandmas and grandpas, families of young families with 6, 7 children went down there to stand for the unborn children. The treatment that we received from the Jackson Police Department was absolutely unbelievable. You would have thought that you were in China or you were in the former Soviet Union. This is America, Derry, and it's hard to believe that our rights are eroding the way they are.
Okay, and I want to keep on the subject of the abortion clinic, but we have heard time and time again that, the American police would never fire on local citizens.
Mm. Let me tell you something. I love police officers, Derry. They put their lives on the line for us. I appreciate the fact that they do that. It's a thankless job, and greater love has no man than this, and he would lay down his life for his friends. So I salute those guys who go out there and do the job. But here's what's happened, and I saw it manifest. Played out once again before our eyes in Jackson, Mississippi. The police officers, Derry, no longer serve the people. I can remember when the mottos of many police departments used to be protect and serve. And some of them may still have that motto. But we've had a quantum shift taking place in America. They no longer protect and serve the people. They protect and serve the law. Now, the law is above the people. And how that's happened is I lay out in the commentary that I've written, is we've removed God from his rightful place, God being over government. And so if we remove God from his rightful place over government, then that leaves us with a premise that the government is God. And so therefore, government, our rights that have been endowed to us by our Creator, they're not endowed to us by our Creator. They're granted by the benevolence of the government. That's why we are in the mess that we're in. And good, God-fearing Christian police officers are out arresting people because they're violating what they call the law, in flying in the face of their First Amendment rights, their constitutional rights. They don't know what the Constitution says. They don't care what the Constitution says, Derry. They have pledged to uphold the law. And so, therefore, the secular law has become God.
What actually happened there? Because you were protesting this one abortion clinic that's in Jackson, Mississippi. And as you mentioned to me earlier, Jackson is in the heart of the Bible Belt. I mean, there should be, you should be in the vast majority when you're in Jackson, Mississippi, would you not?
Well, the people in Jackson don't call it the Bible Belt. They say it's the buckle. It is the heart of the Bible Belt, Jackson, Mississippi. And I'll say this, of all the places that we've gone and things we've done, Derry, Jackson, Mississippi, the citizens of Jackson, Mississippi, we got more thumbs up and more horns honked in Jackson, Mississippi than any place we've ever been. So the people understand. The people are on board with us. Let me back up. And we lose because of our language, Derry. And so we want people to know we didn't hold a protest. We went and held a prayer vigil, and we stood up for life. We didn't protest anything. We just tried to defend the unborn children. But what happened to us, as we're out there, people can go to our website, Minutemen United. That's plural. We're not the guys on the border. MinutemenPluralUnited.com. We have a photo gallery there. They can check out the signs that we were holding and all that kind of stuff. Peaceful, gentle, Christ-loving Christians standing on the streets holding up signs with scriptures on it. Some of them had aborted fetuses on them, but certainly our First Amendment right to stand out on the streets and hold up signs. We were arrested. We had five gentlemen that were arrested for holding signs. Over 60 of the signs were confiscated by the police department because they said it was a crime scene. They took 60 signs, which probably was $3,000. This is some law-abiding, Christ-fearing, tax-paying citizens. The government is the police officers are defending the government. They are not protecting the people. And then Pastor Ed Martin from Ocala, Florida, go to our website, MinutemenUnited.com, and you will see Pastor Ed Martin arrested for carrying an 8-foot cross, parading up and down the streets of Jackson, Mississippi with an 8-foot cross. They told Pastor Ed, the police officer told Pastor Ed, that that cross is not welcome on the streets of Jackson, Mississippi. And Pastor Ed said, sir, this cross is welcome any place in America. And he says, not in Jackson. They arrested him and still to this minute have his cross.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll do that, and then we'll come right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. We have as guest today Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. And, of course, the coach is the coach that was arrested or that was sued by the ACLU for praying with his football team. And, by the way, they never lost a game. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we have returned, visiting with Coach Dave. Coach, you were telling about how the police there in Jackson, Mississippi, treated the people that were holding the prayer vigil there on the sidewalks. I guess you were close to the abortion clinic, were you not?
Oh, yes, sir. We were right out in front of it, right. Jerry. And if they would go to our website, you would see these signs. They're powerful signs of scripture messages that are there about the unborn children. They're powerful. And see, the police came along, and they would tell us this, Jerry. They arrested Dr. Patrick Johnston, a family practitioner here in the state of Ohio. Took all week off, took his five children and his wife, went out there and tried to raise awareness about abortion and killing children. They arrested Dr. Patrick Johnston for standing on this street holding a sign. That's all he was doing, Derek. That's our First Amendment right, our right to be able to get out there and freely assemble. We're allowed to do that. But see, the Jackson police comes along and says, no, we have a different set of rules here in the city of Jackson, which trumps the First Amendment of the Constitution. They told us there. I asked them this, Derry. I said, you mean to tell me we need a permit to hold a sign on the street? And they said, yeah, they went through all that rigmarole. So I said, if I drive around town and I see some kids standing out in front of a gas station, they're holding a car wash, and they have a car wash sign, you're going to go arrest them? They're in violation of a sign ordinance? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Well, Derry, we know that's not true. We know. They want to crush unpopular speech. That's what this whole debate is about. And by the way, is what the First Amendment directly protects, unpopular speech. We don't need a First Amendment for popular speech.
You mentioned unpopular speech, yet you say you're in the not only the heart of the Bible Belt, but the buckle of the Bible Belt. Was that speech, you said it wasn't even unpopular there in Jackson.
Oh, no, but it's unpopular to the powers that be. We have to understand that the powers that be have a different set of rules.
Okay, that was my next question. Who gave the police orders? Do you think these cops are just doing this on their own free will in a cart, or do you think someone sitting in an air-conditioned office with his feet up on the desk says, hey, go out and harass those guys?
I don't think there's any question, Derry, that somebody, the word says, evil spirits in high places. There's some wicked man, some wicked woman sitting in high places that are sending these orders down. Now, here's the question, Derry. This is what I'm trying to help people to understand. Tyranny is right at our door. Martial law will be nothing for them to be able to institute if they make the decision to do it, because the police officers are already kowtowing and bowing their knee to ungodly orders from the people above them. They are following orders from the people above them. They are oblivious to what the Constitution says. They couldn't care what the Constitution says. They come on the street. They order you to remove your sign. You say, no, I'm not going to remove that sign. I have a right to hold it. They confiscate this sign, and then they charge you with defying a lawful order. They take you down, find some law, they book you, they charge you $350 to get out of jail. And so what they want to do is silence all unpopular speech. I'm telling Derry, if people would get out on the streets and begin to lift up the gospel and lift it up in an unpopular way, they will be amazed to see how the government officials are going to react to them.
Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Our number, by the way, is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. Coach Dave, you mentioned that they said that you were holding signs, and you said, no, we have a right to do that. And you compared you holding a sign protesting this abortion clinic as compared to a kid holding up a sign that said, hey, the senior class was holding a car wash. And you also, in your information here, that in your piece that you wrote for WorldNet Daily, you talk about how they select what laws they want to carry out and what laws they don't. And you mentioned that you saw a lot of private property being damaged, and the police just stood there and watched it happen.
Oh, it's unbelievable, Derry. We on Sunday, we went to an Episcopal church who is a homosexual-loving. We're all homosexual loving, but homosexual supporting church, and we went to hold up a message against homosexuality. And Derry, right, there was a police presence there because they follow us around like they think we're Timothy McVeigh and we're going to blow up everything. So they follow these gentle Christian grandmas and grandpas, follow them around, these God-fearing people with unmounted police and riot gear. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. Anyway, as we went to that Episcopal church, Derry, right in front of scores of police officers, scores of them, one of the guys who was with us had a Honda that he pulled into the parking lot, and you can see this on our website. It was immediately surrounded by these anarchists, these young people with masks over their faces, and they beat it with a pipe. They smashed in the windshield. The man inside the car told me he was fearful for his life until he looked out of his rearview mirror and saw that there were policemen there. So he thought, well, at least they'll get to me before they can kill me. And Derry, the police officers did nothing. And when we ran to the police officers and chastised them for it, they said, hey, it's private property. What are we supposed to do? It is unbelievable that they are selective enforcement of the law. And again, Derry, many of these guys are God-fearing Christian men, these police officers. And I used the line in the article that I wrote today from Cool Hand Luke, just doing my job, boss, just doing my job. That's what they said in Cool Hand Luke. And Luke said to him, hey, calling it your job don't make it right. And we're going to need some godly police officers at some point to rise up and say, that is wrong, that is ungodly, and I will not enforce that order.
You know, did you all video any of this?
Oh, we have it all on video.
Okay.
Gary.
I would think that you could come back on that on the city there of Jackson on tearing that car up.
Well, we're going to come back not only on that, but that's a clear violation of civil rights. Can you imagine, Derry, and let's just call it what it is. Can you imagine if the NAACP was having a protest or having a demonstration and they told them they couldn't hold their signs? Can you imagine the outcry that we would hear from Jesse Jackson and from Al Sharpton? Can you imagine if Muslims took it to the streets and they were told they couldn't hold their signs and they couldn't speak? And can you imagine the protests we would have got from CARE and some of those other groups? See, it's a select. This is not a racist issue, Derry. This is the truth. The white Christian male and the white Christian male family are under assault in this nation. Make no mistake about it. Now, we had some black brothers who joined us. Pastor Ronnie Wallace from North Carolina preached hard and often against the sins of abortion. But for the most part, they look at us as a bunch of white people out there trying to be anarchists when, in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Go to our website, Derry. We had a church service in a park where we had a permit to be in the park. And when we were in the park having the permit, the anarchists show up again. They get up on top of the stage where we're having a church service with police officers around watching. They get up there and they feign homosexual sex and they do open mouth kissing men and men and women and they dance and they parade right in the middle of our church service, and not one police officer raised one finger to remove them from what we had a lawful permit to be there, and they would not help us.
You mentioned that the cops were mounted police. You're talking about mounted on horseback?
Yes, sir. They sure were. The first day we came in, you would have thought, I don't know what they thought. They were mounted police, riot gear. They have, Derry, go to our website and look at the people who are there. We're not out. These are not people out on the streets screaming and hollering, calling people God hates fags, none of that kind of stuff. These are God-fearing Christian people out there. We did a 24-hour Bible reading marathon. In 24 hours, read the entire Bible in front of that abortion clinic. We read the Bible 23 different locations throughout the city. We went to all the gates, well, we considered all the different gates of hell in that city, and we tried to lift up Christ there. We did it in a peaceful way, in a loving way, and Derry, I'm telling you, the treatment that we receive is it makes you ashamed, makes you scared to live in America.
You know, you referred to these cops as good Christian people,
right?
You know, if they were true Bible believing Christians, I don't think they would take those orders.
Well, Derry, here's the problem, though. See, our churches are telling our people to Romans 13, right? To follow God's every authority is ordained by God, but they are ministers of God for good. And so what we see is these police officers now following ungodly orders, ungodly leadership, ungodly law, and we see the citizens following ungodly leadership, ungodly law. See, abortion is against the law because the Constitution says it is. We are God life is ordained by God. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these rights are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The Declaration of Independence says abortion is against the law because it's a God-ordained right. But see, no God anymore, Derry. No God. So therefore, government is God. And unfortunately, the mayor becomes the God in every city. He controls the police, what they will and won't do. Now listen to this one, Derry.
Okay, we're going to listen after this break. Let's take a commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at the Derry Brownfield Show, we get letters and emails nearly every day. We like to call them brag letters because they brag about something Derry done good. And like the song goes, you have to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. This letter is from Fred in Portland, Indiana. Fred says, I am an 85-year-old retired farmer and truck driver, and I'm sorry that I failed to subscribe to the Common Sense Chronicle years before I did. I look forward to receiving it and regret that more people don't read it. My investment in the subscription of the Common Sense Chronicle is the most worthwhile investment I've made for some time. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Fred in Portland, Indiana. Thank you, Fred, for your kind words. You know, Derry's monthly newsletter is just $24.95 for an annual subscription. To order, send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Precious metals seesawed higher Tuesday in choppy trading on bargain hunting, ongoing geopolitical uncertainty, and firm oil prices. Gold in New York closed up $4.30 to $617.20 an ounce. Silver gained 4 cents to $10.87 an ounce. Reports of improved U.S. consumer confidence and slowing home sales did little to bolster the mood of investors anxious over earnings and Mideast violence. And now this. For years, Swiss America has offered solid reasons for owning gold, like safety, privacy, and proven profit potential. But right now, I want you to call Swiss America at 800-289-2646. That spells 800-BUYCOIN to get your assets out of the line of fire by converting some cash into gold. Swiss America will rush out a newsletter and Rule of Gold CD free of charge. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion-dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff, and we run it as tight as we can because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says silence is one of the hardest arguments to refute, Derry Brownfield!
We're visiting today with Coach Dave Dubenmeyer. And, Coach, going into the commercial break, we were talking about the mounted police and riot gear there at your prayer vigil. You mentioned that the mayor becomes God, and then you started to say, listen to this, Derry, and I didn't have time to listen.
Well, you know, in the two-minute break, I lost my concentration, but I'll come back to it. Here's what I would like people to do. If they would go to newswithnews.com, Derry, and they would take that article, and they would forward that to everybody they know so that they can get to our website and see and understand exactly what's going on. Here's where we are with it. See, people sitting inside the church think people like me, I hate to say this, Derry, they think people like me deserve it. They think we deserve to be treated like that because they think that, oh, for whatever reason, that our message is too hard or too in your face, whatever it is. And, of course, it isn't. They have to go there and understand that it isn't. But those who should be on our side are some of those who are fighting the hardest against us, Derry. They're fighting hard against us. And if people aren't called into the street, because that's not their call, that's fine. But wouldn't you think they would pray and lift us up and support us and what it is that we're trying to do? And tyranny is right at our door. Just look around. They're pulling kids out of homes, children's service. I can just go. I don't want to get off on a tangent.
I can't can't believe you'd get off on a tangent, Dave.
It's right on our door, though, Gary. I know that you know that. I know that many listening to the sound of my voice understand that. But I'm telling you, the situation is far more dire than what we think. Have you ever been pulled over by a police officer? And when he pulls you over for speeding, whatever, isn't it automatically him against you? It's never, how can we work this thing out? It's you broke the law, I'm God, you're in trouble, behave, give me your ID, shut up, get out of the car, put your hands together. It's unbelievable. And so we've got guys now who are serving the law rather than serving the people.
You mentioned that you broke the law is why they stopped you. They stopped you today for no reason at all.
Well, how about this one? Disobeying a lawful order. They don't even have to tell you what that lawful order is. If they give you the order, it's the order and it's lawful. Shut up and do what they tell you to do. In America, see, Gary, the Declaration of Independence says we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted amongst men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Meaning this. The purpose of the police officers is to secure our rights, not tell us what we can and can't do.
You know, we had G.D. Oliver on just the other day, and he goes around and talks to a lot of college kids. And I said, what do you talk about? And he said, well, one of the things, he said, I asked them, how many of you have ever read a Constitution? The Constitution. And he said, maybe out of 75 or 80 kids in a class, there'll be two or three that raise their hands. And he went into that. And then he said, he said to bring it back home to them. He said, how many of you have ever been pulled over by a cop? And you brought this being pulled over by a policeman. And he said just the other day, GB always drives a brand new pickup truck. And he said just the other day he was stopped. And he said he knew he had broken no law. He said this was a brand new truck. He said it had to have all the lights working and everything. He said the cop walked up to the car and he said, I need your registration and your all the papers, you know, that go with your driver's license. And he already had them in his hand. He said, here they are. But he says, first of all, he says, why did you stop me? And the cop didn't answer him. And he says, no, but I want to know why I was stopped. And anyway, it went on. And GB finally said, look, he said, I'm going to get out of this car. And the guy said, now, are you going to be a troublemaker? GB said, no, all I want to know is just why did I get pulled over? And he said, after it was all over with, he said, now, I'm going to get out of the car with you. Let's walk around behind this truck. And he said, if there isn't a light that's not working or some fault that you stop me, he said, you're going to be in trouble. And he said, the guy went back in his car. The cop went back to his car. And Chibi said, well, he thought he was calling out the troops, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he said he just got in his car and drove off.
He did.
But and GB was telling that to these college kids.
See, Gary, here's what I'm convinced of. You think about law enforcement in America today. You get in the most trouble. You drive down the highway, you see cops everywhere pulling people over for speeding, for lights out on their cars. They're enforcing the smallest of things. And here's what I believe is at work. Whether it's intentional or not, here's what's going on. They are doing everything they can to make sure that law-abiding citizens continue to follow the law, because they understand that if law-abiding citizens ever wake up to the tyranny that goes on, they're in trouble. See, they can't control the criminals. They know that. Jared, here's what I was going to tell you before the break. In the city of Jackson, Mississippi, I heard this on the radio, in the city of Jackson, Mississippi, there are 90,000 outstanding warrants of arrest. 90,000 outstanding warrants of arrest in Jackson, the city of Jackson, and they're out on the street arresting people for carrying a cross and holding a sign. Why? Because they have to make sure that those faithful, peaceful little Christians don't get the idea that tyranny is right at our door.
Let's go to the telephones. Todd in Kansas. Hi, Todd. You're on the air.
I just thought your guest seemed pretty surprised. Has anybody filed individual lawsuits on these people or the counties?
We certainly will be in the process of that. The American Family Association, Rick Crampton, I believe is the attorney's name, worked very diligently for us while we were down in Jackson, Mississippi. And towards the end of the week, the police did begin to back off. But there were many, many, many constitutional rights were violated down there. We have it on video. Gary, how about this one? The police officers, I don't know if I've ever seen this anywhere in America, the police officers did not wear their badge and they did not wear their name tag the whole time they were around us.
Really?
I was going to say, you know, if they back off, whatever. I Are you familiar with Pastor John Lewis in Campbellsburg, Indiana?
No, sir, I'm not.
Well, you know, he's been down this road a long time. Many, many lawsuits against counties. And I would probably stay away from the American Family Association and get with somebody like that, or maybe Repent America with Merkavich.
Well, we know what happened with Michael Merkavich. And there are a lot of good, godly Christian public defense works out there that will come to our defense. We're sure of that. So it's only been 4 or 5 days, and I'm sure Flip Benham and Operation Save America are putting together a plan even as we speak.
Okay, Todd, appreciate the call. Let's go to Marilyn in California. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Derry and Pastor. I just wanted to contrast what happened to this gentleman in Jackson, Mississippi, which incidentally was one of my stomping grounds as a child. Mm-hmm. And I can attest to the fact it's definitely the Bible Belt. On Sunday, here where I live in California, we have a huge Sikh temple up on the hill from my house. I mean, it's huge. It's got a gold dome, just like the Dome of the Rock. So there's a lot of Sikh Indians that live here and own property. They were given, evidently, permits, or they were given the right to hold a huge parade right on Sunday. Now, because we're an unincorporated area, we have 4 or 5 churches right on the route that they were using. They went right in front of the churches with their trucks and all these people dressed up in Indian garb.
When you say Indian, are you talking about American Indian, or are you talking about people from
India? Indians, S-I-K-H. It's a sect of Hinduism. Okay? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, the people from India, over in Asia, okay? They have a huge temple here. I mean, it's mammoth. It's huge, and they're going to even expand on it. They had a parade for all of Northern California on Sunday. On Sunday, right in front of all the churches, we have at least 5 churches that were holding services. They were given the right to parade in front of these churches, yelling and screaming in Indian, with these big trucks painted with all this stuff from their guru. They had men walking around with swords on. They had private security. Even the police, when I asked them, said they had never been notified about this parade, but the county officials were there receiving, commendations from the Indians. When I tried to walk down the sidewalk, I was forced off the sidewalk by the groups of youths they had there. I mean, can you imagine trying to hold your church service with all this, they have these singing and loud microphones right in front of the church, and yet nothing was done about it. They were, even police were not notified about their march, and they did nothing. I talked to one police officer, and he said, I didn't even know about this in our morning lineup. We weren't even told about it. They had to bring in officers from other unincorporated areas just to police these people. So
I believe they have the right to do that. All we're saying is, how about we get the same rights? How about that stroke go both ways? Because the First Amendment protects unpopular speech. I understand your frustration and what it is that you're saying, but it's either going to be freedom of speech for everybody, or it's not going to be freedom of speech for anybody. I can tell you this, in Columbus, Ohio, they have a gay pride parade every year. They put 40,000 people in the streets. People parade down the streets naked. They're carrying signs and all that. Can you imagine if we tried to have that type of parade in Jackson, Mississippi for Christian rights?
Okay, Carol.
There are two standards at work.
Appreciate the call, Carol. Very quickly, we're going to take another break, but that's what you refer to, I believe, Coach Dave, as selective justice.
Selective justice. That's right. And unfortunately, we're under the authority of those who are selecting what we can and can't do, and that's not their right.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic.
The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Let's go back to the telephones. Carol in Ohio. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I just want to thank you for having Dave on. He's a wonderful person, and I forwarded out his email this morning to everyone on my list. And, you know, we've got a war on terror, but the battle that is being waged is against the citizens being oppressed by the state, and that's the real terror campaign. It's a terror campaign on the people.
Carol, you've been screaming that for 4 or 5 years, and, you know, our eyes are getting more and more and more open to that every day. I cannot, you know, 2 years ago when we were in Columbus, Ohio, and we saw it there. We've seen it in Washington, D.C., and our treatment in Jackson, Mississippi, Carol, was way, way over the top.
Well, you know, it's deplorable, the state of the churches, and those lacy-pantied preachers that are serving the state rather than serving God, and that's what it amounts to. They're so afraid to get out of the churches. They're so afraid to get behind the pews, from behind the pews. They're hiding behind their Bibles, and you have to have the whole council here, and we're witnessing a transformation from a representative government to an oppressive government. This is the new world order. This is the police state. And,
Carol, I wrote in my commentary that I believe that when this tyranny comes down, when there's another attack and they issue martial law or whatever, the people in the church are going to be the most surprised. They're sitting around. They believe the rapture is going to rescue them from all this stuff, and martial law is going to come down, and all hell is going to break loose.
Thank you very much, Dave, and thank you, Derry. Wonderful show.
Hey, thanks for the call, Carol. You talk about one step short of a police state.
Yes, sir.
What do you think? Just what do you see in the future?
The problem. God is God-loving, Christ-fearing police officers. Derry, they know. Well, maybe they don't know. But they know that we're peaceful Christians, but somebody up above them
issued an order to them. They have been trained in following orders. And so because they've been trained in following orders, they don't even ask themselves anymore, is this a lawful order? Is this justified? Is this constitutional? All they know is somebody up higher than them gave the order, and they will enforce it. Because in America today, they are no longer protecting the people. This sounds harsh, but it's the truth. They don't protect the people. They protect the law.
Well, you know, they used to be called peace officers. What did we call them?
Peace officers.
Peace officers.
Yes.
Yeah, officer friendly. And now they're not police officers. They are...
law enforcement officers.
There you go. I hear more music. We're just about out of time. We're going into the final commercial break of the hour. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Quicken Loans knows when your mortgage payment is too big, it follows you everywhere.
Hey guys, where are we going?
Hi, Big Mortgage.
Dad and I are going car shopping.
Not without me.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
A mortgage payment that's too big can drive every financial decision you make.
Scooch over, little man. The Big Mortgage is your dad's constant companion.
Dad, the Big Mortgage is squishing me.
I'd really like to get a bigger car.
The Big Moo says no.
Don't let your big mortgage payment push you around. Pick up the phone and let Quicken Loans show you how to lower your payment up to 33%. That's a third off your payment. Call 800-221-7188. Quicken Loans makes it fast and easy to say goodbye to your big mortgage payment.
You're not the boss of us.
R2.
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 Am I going to have to separate you two?
Call Quicken Loans at 800-221-7188 today. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call Quicken Loans at 800-221-7188.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org.
Home stretch here, Coach. We just have a few minutes left. A couple of questions that I have for you. Did you get any reaction from the abortion clinic itself?
In fact, the great thing is, number one, 10 babies were saved that week, Gary. 10 women turned around and just made the decision to save their child. The abortion clinic, they changed their hours. They had the pro-aborts, the anarchists. They all came out early in the week that... the Spirit of God was so strong, they really couldn't hardly stand up to it throughout the end of the week. So we got our message out. They fought back, but that's what civil debate is all about.
All right. What about the newspapers and the local radio station, local TV? What did they have to say?
Scandalous. Scandalous. See, they want to take an arrest. You hear somebody was arrested, we God-fearing people naturally think, well, they must have deserved it. Dr. Patrick Johnston was arrested for holding a sign on a public street. That's not against the law. But see, they'll say, oh, 6 Christians arrested, make it look like there's all types of turmoil going down there because they want to scare all those other Christians back into the safety of their churches. The last thing they want is the Church of God, or the Word of God, the Church of Jesus Christ, standing in the streets. That's the last thing our government wants to see.
As frightening as the thought is, and I'm quoting your article today, martial law will be easy to enforce in America. Christian churches and Christian pastors encourage their flocks to follow unconstitutional, ungodly, lawful orders, while Christian cops arrest and steal property from peaceful men and women who are the only living out. Proverbs 24:11. And I didn't bring the book down here with me that has Proverbs 24:11 in it. And
rescue those who are unduly sentenced to death. It's Proverbs 24:11.
What was that again?
Rescue those who are unduly sentenced to death.
Really?
Yes.
You know, it's funny that I was not... Were you familiar with that, Jeff? I wasn't either. Jeff shaking his head, no.
They click on that icon on that story, that picture will pop right up and they'll see Proverbs 24:11.
And you did say you saved 10
babies. 10 were turned away. Gary, listen, this is, I know we're getting short on time here. If people would just go to that article on newswithviews.com and send that to everybody they know. They have got to understand this. I'm a God-fearing, tax-paying, peace-loving man, as were 250 people down there from Operation Save America. God-fearing, Christ-loving, America-loving, peaceful people. And to see what is going on in the streets when we take the gospel to the streets is absolutely frightening, and people need to be aware of it. Gary, a picture is worth a thousand words. There's all kinds of pictures on our website at MinutemenUnited.com.
All right, we still have about a minute and a half left, maybe just a little over a minute left. But I'm going back to the martial law thing. How much time do you give us here in the United States before it all breaks loose?
Well, we know this, Gary. If there would be another terrorist attack, God forbid, somebody would release a bomb someplace and President Bush declared martial law. I'm going to tell you something. Every police officer in America would declare, they would enforce that law, Gary. We know that to be true because they think they're doing a good thing. They are following the law. They are following the orders, which is what they've been trained to do. So we need to open our eyes and understand that many of the orders that they are enforcing today fly in the face of our God-given constitutional rights. And if government grants rights, then government can take rights. If God gives rights, government can't take them away.
Well, we know that the Constitution was written to control government and not to control people.
It's a Constitution of the United States, for the United States, not of it. It's a restraint put on government. It's a restraint written by the people to control government. Remember this, Terry. The 13 original colonies were here before the feds were here. The 13 original colonies, when they got together and the Constitution almost wasn't ratified, it wasn't ratified because many of those men believed that there weren't enough restraints on the federal government. And here we are 230-some years later, and the chains are slowly being slipped right around our necks.
And now may the good Lord bless and keep you, while the near far away, may the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you, until we meet again. Happy trails.
The clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.